You're corrupting the gospel with the nonsense you be rocking constantly. You can't honestly lie to me by teaching me a life of righteousness, but you writing with no authenticity or wisdom. You just like to kick an ill verse, really a concealed curse. You push the word aside to sharpen your skills first. The real purpose lurking inside is to get your album to sell. You send praises to heaven with your lips, your heart is in hell. Talking about making hits, but that's not why he gave the gift. You take a risk when you jump up on a stage to spit, trying to lead them in one direction, but your ways do not match. That's like telling someone the sky is red, but you're painting it black. The wages for that is death, so you should speculate what you venerate, cause if it's self, then you better wait.
Hold on,
cause those of us who step on the pulpit hold a higher standard and will be judged at a greater stage.
So what's your purpose? Are you a servant? Humbly fulfilling the will of the Lord, diligently serving? Or are you one of those Christian entertainers, pleasing yourself, only trying to be famous? Or do you understand the works of the King can only be done in the name of the King? Or do you look past his authority and have the audacity, knowing being self-seeking will cause you catastrophe?
So what's the reason behind why you pick up the mic? Are you really concerned about the souls at stake? Are you more concerned the way your chips stack today? I'm just saying, your profile ain't really displaying a heart that should be concerned about the life of a pagan. You act high and presidential like Ronald Reagan. When our Lord stepped on the cross, bled just for the lost, we could bring all our work, still it's gonna come up short. So I humbly speak when I run these lines past someone who shed more tears than you and I. It's just a cliche, but truthfully it's do or die. You could call me glass, man, my life is for the human eye. So be real when you speaking through the wire. You don't wanna be the one leading to the fire. You seal it with a kiss, but make sure it ain't poisonous. It plays a key in the time that you exist.
So what's your purpose? Are you a servant? Humbly fulfilling the will of the Lord, diligently serving? Or are you one of those Christian entertainers, pleasing yourself, only trying to be famous? Or do you understand the works of the King can only be done in the name of the King? Or do you look past his authority and have the audacity, knowing being self-seeking will cause catastrophe?
Now I don't mean to assassinate your character, call you an amateur, but like a damager in the hands of a 2-year-old, you're doing more damage than good. Still in diapers, but bucking shots in your neighborhood. Strong lyrics, but a weak spirit must be the reason in the back of my mind that I don't really want to hear it. It's one of those things I can't quite put my finger on. Yet this unrighteous stench of hypocrisy lingers on. Far be it from me to say that I'm better than you, but there's some things as a minister you never should do. We all fall short, but it's like you haven't got a clue. Callous to the Savior, able to more than deliver you. Yeah, I really think you need to take a time out, throw your rhymes out, then call for a ladder and climb out of this deep ditch you dug for yourself. I understand you feel trapped, but you don't have to trap everybody else.
So what's your purpose? Are you a servant? Humbly fulfilling the will of the Lord, diligently serving? Or are you one of those Christian entertainers, pleasing yourself, only trying to be famous? Or do you understand the works of the King can only be done in the name of the King? Or do you look past his authority and have the audacity, knowing being self-seeking will cause catastrophe?